AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. American and British officials say a bomb may have caused a Russian jetliner to crash in Egypt last Saturday, killing all 224 people on board.
A U.S. official says intelligence agencies have tentatively concluded a bomb planted by the Islamic State group's affiliate in Egypt brought down the jet. If confirmed, former FBI terror investigator Clint Watts calls it a big shift for the militants.
There haven't been significant external operations or large-scale attacks outside of Iraq and Syria.
The official says intercepted communications played a role in the conclusion, and while others are cautioning those can sometimes be misleading, Britain's top diplomat says there's a significant possibility a bombing was to blame. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The Obama administration says it's continuing a review of the proposed Keystone XL oil pipeline, despite a request by the project's developer to suspend the review. A delay could have put a decision on the project until the next president takes office. Pressure's mounting on NBC to cancel Donald Trump's guest host appearance on this weekend's Saturday Night Live.
Protests and petitions at 30 Rock, home of NBC and SNL. Several Hispanic groups took to the streets outside to demand Trump be dropped as Saturday's host. Earlier, they delivered petitions.
As of right now, after delivering 500,000 names, there is no clear answer as to what exactly NBC plans to do. And to me, that's unacceptable.
The Republican presidential candidate drew fire early in his campaign when he described some Mexicans in the U.S. illegally as criminals and rapists. Julie Walker, New York.
Winners of the 49th Annual Country Music Awards are out. Entertainer of the Year, Luke Bryan. Male vocalist, Chris Stapleton. Female vocalist, Miranda Lambert. This is AP Radio News. A high school football player from Kansas who collapsed after running for two extra points after a touchdown died this afternoon in Colorado after being taken off life support. Before the decision to pull the plug from his son's life support, Luke Shim's father told a news conference his son showed no signs of any medical problems.
He was a healthy young kid. As with every school, every year, he went through a physical test and passed it.
David Shim says his 17-year-old son lived life to the fullest.
We are glad that our children don't hold back, but rather put themselves out there fully. Life without risk is no life at all.
A California man seen by millions on YouTube pummeling an Uber driver has apologized for his behavior. Benjamin Golden has been fired from his job as a brand manager for Taco Bell. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.